This is a cash-only kind of place, and what's being sold here can't be found at Walmart or Target. This is the West Side Bazaar, a handful of tabletop storefronts where refugees peddle homemade goods and services. It's a business incubator of sorts.
My name is Amira Khalil. I'm Arabic from Palestine.
Khalil takes photos, mostly of weddings. Her college-age daughter taught her how to do it, and her client base shows the diversity of her neighborhood.
Spanish, Arabic, Iraqi, Somali, Sudani, and I don't charge them a lot.
But Khalil would like to expand her business. She says the West Side needs to appeal to the rest of Buffalo in order for the neighborhood, which is one of the poorest in the city, to truly improve.
I hope we make more business here to make the street good. Like, you know, when you have business in the area will be better, you know.
That's a view shared by the West Side Bazaar's organizers, the Westminster Economic Development Initiative, or WEDI. In the past, the groups found microloans so refugees could start their own businesses. The bazaar is a new type of venture in the neighborhood, and it took years to pull off, says WEDI's Bonnie Smith.
They've been waiting a long time and been very patient, and then all of a sudden we're saying, we're opening. Everybody had to figure out if their lives allowed it.
Bernadette Niwamajini was one of those folks. She, like most merchants at the bazaar, have other jobs and must now fit the shop's three-day work week into their schedules. But she wanted to help her recently arrived mother, Julianne, get on her feet in America. They're selling wood carvings and other trinkets imported from their native Rwanda.
When I came here in Buffalo, I never think I would sit down somewhere and have somebody come to buy a thing from me. It's been amazing. We are making some money.
All of the merchants operate on a small scale. And like Bernadette, many are planning to send money to relatives who remain in their homelands. Bernadette says she's not looking to get rich.
Well, I don't want to say big shop for us, no. But if it happened, we'd be good. But as long as we sell something, I'm happy. Yeah.
WEDI hopes the bazaar is self-sufficient in 3 years. Bonnie Smith says, like any business, the shop is a risk. But she says her organization wouldn't have invested in the store if it didn't believe it would work. They eventually whittled 30 interested refugees into the handful now in business.
Some really didn't have good ideas. They just knew they wanted to be in business for themselves, but they weren't viable ideas. I can look around and almost predict who might become business owners away from this on their own.
According to Smith, a prime candidate to graduate from the bazaar to her own place is Marta Sosa. Each day, she cooks large batches of Peruvian food and hauls it to the shop in catering trays.
It's my dream to open the first restaurant, Peruvian restaurant in Buffalo, where the people can eat the real Peruvian food, because it's my profession.
Marta already has a name picked out for her eventual eatery, Pure Peru. She says she's willing to be patient, build a following, and let her food do most of the talking. The bazaar already has a larger location picked out if they have a successful enough first year. I'm Daniel Robison for WNED.